I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 20th. The city of Quincy has a new municipal finance director. Paul Della Barba has been appointed to replace Eric Mason, who's left for a job in the private sector. Della Barba most recently has been working as the city's director of municipal accounts. He began with the city in 2013 as a water service inspector with the DPW. He joined municipal finance in 2019, where the city says he was responsible for overseeing the city budget and federal and state grants. Della Barba has a bachelor's in business administration from Boston College and previously worked for Fidelity Investments, State Street, Wellington Management Company, and Loomis and Sales. He grew up in West Quincy and lives in Wollaston. Mason joined the city in 2015 and became head of municipal finance in 2020. He has taken the CFO position with financial services firm Clifton Larson Allen. In a statement, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch credited Mason with guiding the city through the pandemic and growing the city's fiscal stability. Koch also said Della Barba has his utmost confidence. Braintree-based property management company Peabody Properties has agreed to a $795,000 settlement with the state for failing to adequately protect the personal information of thousands of Massachusetts residents and for delaying required data breach notifications to the state. The Attorney General's office says that between 2019 and 2021, Peabody experienced five separate cybersecurity breaches that exposed the personal information of thousands of residents. The data included social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and bank account information. Hackers used fake emails to gain access to the information. The state says Peabody failed to report the first two breaches. As part of the settlement, Peabody will be required to implement new security measures and conduct annual security assessments for 3 years. Peabody manages 227 residential properties, including housing for veterans, seniors, apartments, and condos. Now, signs are posted warning people not to swim in the water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The most recent tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at four sections of Wollaston Beach. The State Department of Conservation and Recreation has posted warning signs and red flags advising people to swim at their own risk due to the high bacteria levels. The water at the 13 city-owned beaches tested safe for swimming. The weekly beach water testing program will end next week. Well, plans for an Adams Presidential Center and combined Performing Arts Center in Quincy Center are moving forward. Mayor Thomas Koch says a committee is on the verge of hiring an architect to design the project, which may be located next to City Hall. Koch says the Monroe Building would have to be torn down to make way for the new center. He envisions the new center having seating for about 1,200 people and says expanded parking at the nearby T station would be part of that project. The mayor anticipates holding community meetings and making a presentation to the city council as the next step in the process. Two promotions within the Quincy Fire Department yesterday. Lieutenant John McCarthy was promoted to captain, and firefighter Adam Dacey was promoted to lieutenant. A ceremony was held in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. The Firefighters Union thanked Mayor Thomas Koch for continuing to promote and replenish the ranks when members retire. Stop and Shop announcing it will lower prices on thousands of items in its Massachusetts stores starting Friday. The Quincy-based company is the latest supermarket chain to put price cuts in place in recent weeks. Stop and Shop said this is part of an initiative started last year and expects to have the new prices in place by the end of the month. They said that includes a 19% drop in the price of rotisserie chickens, a 28% cut in the cost of Italian bread, and a 23% drop for Stop and Shop brand pasta. Stop & Shop said it has installed kiosks in all stores to help shoppers find and activate their digital coupons. Plymouth's Colony Place Shopping Center has been approved for a 300-unit apartment building that will fill its last vacant piece of land. The approval of the project, known as Canso Plymouth, comes 2 decades after Colony Place first opened with a Walmart Supercenter, along with a row of big-box stores and a collection of smaller retailers. State police say a new phone scam is name-dropping them in order to target people around the country. The agency said it received about 100 calls on Monday reporting the suspicious activity. Some reports have come from as far away as Indiana, leading police to believe it's a nationwide scam. In the scam, victims get a call from a person claiming to be a Massachusetts state trooper with the Internet Crime Complaint Center. The fake trooper tells the victim that their identity is being used to commit crimes in China and asks them to stay on the line to speak with Shanghai police to resolve the matter. State police said Massachusetts does not have an Internet Crime Complaint Center. The actual Internet Crime Complaint Center is run by the FBI. The message on the center's website says scammers are impersonating the complaint center. Police said anyone who gets a call like that should hang up immediately. Earlier this year, a texting scam targeting drivers in Massachusetts resurfaced. Residents were bombarded with texts claiming that they owed money for unpaid EasyPass tolls before late fees kicked in. Authorities urge customers not to click links sent by unknown numbers or emails and not to give away any of their personal information. Military helicopters will fly over Boston as part of the U.S. Marine Corps' 250th birthday celebration, happening today through Sunday. Residents of East Boston, Charlestown, Winthrop, and Chelsea will likely see increased helicopter traffic this week. Celebration will include 4 military helicopters flying from Logan Airport to the Boston Common in the morning and returning in the evening to display the aircraft on the Common. Other events include public workouts with the Marines, the Quantico Marine Band, and a ceremony at Fort Sewell. The U.S. Marine Corps was authorized by an act of the Second Continental Congress. Captain Samuel Nicholas established the first Marine Corps recruiting command at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia on November 10, 1775. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 10 points. The NASDAQ fell 314. The S&P lost 37. Asian stocks retreated today, tracking a decline on Wall Street, led by technology shares, including NVIDIA and other stars that have been riding the mania surrounding artificial intelligence. The dollar was down. The euro fell. Oil at $62 a barrel. Sports, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 4-3 at Fenway last night. Boston is off to New York with a series with the Yankees beginning tomorrow night at 7:15. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, clouds and scattered showers with a high of 67. Some lingering showers this evening, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high 71. Friday, sun and clouds, high 79. And sunny, high of 83 on Saturday. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. The winds east at 5 to 10, then increasing 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots at a high tide 9:42 a.m. Sunrise 5:56, sets at 7:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 20th.